Cambridge 105 Radio, it's Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside, and we've followed Rowan Humberston for quite a few years now, the wonderful work they do, the fun they seem to have, quite frankly, up at Humberston Road. They've got a new CEO, and I thought it'd be quite interesting to get her on the line and find out what it's like to be head of an organisation such as this. Her name is Rachel Scott, and she joins me on the line now. Rachel, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
No, pleasure. Lovely to meet you for the first time. What's your background? What brought you to Rowan Humberston?
So my background's in national charity. So I've worked at several different charities. I've worked for MenCap, which is a learning disability organisation. I then worked for Terence Higgins Trust and Kidney Research UK, before more recently working in the NHS with Macmillan Cancer Services. So what's kind of brought me here is I really enjoyed my roles working with learning disability before. MenCap was one of my happiest roles. I feel I've now got some wealth of experience behind me and skills and things like that I'd like to help an organisation develop more locally. Cambridge is somewhere that I started my career in youth work, so I'm finding myself back there and hoping to help Rowan move forwards and take the great work they're already going in the next direction.
It's interesting you say there as well that not only have you worked with MenCap, but you've done other stuff, more medical charities, and quite often people get involved in charities perhaps because of something that in their own lives that drew them in. But from your point of view then, quite nice to have that range of skills, because I guess, you know, not all charities are the same, are they?
No. I actually started my career in youth work for Cambridgeshire County Council about 10 years ago. And it was through working at Cambridgeshire County Council, I started to do quite a lot of work with young people with a learning disability, which kind of took me on my path to MenCap. And then from there, I found, you know, myself stepping from direction to direction. Generally, a real interest of mine is health and wellbeing. Each career move probably took me slightly in a different tangent for that. I'm also studying for my doctorate, which is in health and social care service management. So it kind of all links up somewhere. So I'm hoping that all of that different knowledge and experience from organisations of varying sizes will equip me to kind of help Rowan get to where we want to be. So hopefully that will all pay off.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned there about health and well-being, and mm-hmm. the past 18 months have been tough for a lot of people, but also probably more so for those with learning disabilities, because sometimes perhaps the languages, the terms that are being used, it can be scary. You're not allowed out. You're not allowed. How has that been? Do you know, you've worked in this area. How's it affected people?
Yeah, I think you're right. COVID has isolated those everywhere. In particular, those that might already be a bit isolated, which can be individuals with a learning disability. Just things like masks covering your face and the social cues and things like that can be quite alienating for people. As you say, the language, we've got this new range of terminology that's really quite normal for us now in terms of COVID and vaccinations and immunisation and all things like that, which actually might not have been in the everyday language for everybody. So I think, you know, there's definitely hit some groups harder than others, and I think some people with a learning disability have definitely been impacted a bit greater. It's made those that were isolated even more isolated. It might have made people feel a bit more vulnerable, and also all of the normal support mechanisms and routines for some people's week totally got turned on its head with things shutting down and everybody going into lockdown, and also things becoming remote. You know, technology might not have been the norm for everybody. So I think it's definitely impacted. I do think as well, so many people have developed so many new skills and will maybe feel more comfortable using, you know, the digital world moving forwards and things like that. So there's definitely some positives, but I think it's also, we're trying to build back, you know, Rowan in particular, trying to build back their offer to make sure that, you know, that sense of routine and normality and that safe place and friendly place is there for people, which I think is really important.
Absolutely, absolutely. It must have been quite tricky for you doing a CEO handover in a pandemic. So have you been able to get yourself up to speed with where everything's at? Because it's a TARDIS of a building when you walk in there. There's so many things you do. It must be quite a list of things to get up to speed on.
Yeah, so from my awareness, Rowan have been kind of operating through COVID without the management structure they had before. I know the trustees have been quite hands-on and some of the staff have kind of been helping keep the ship sailing. So it's been a different handover in terms of I've met people remotely. I've been on kind of Teams meetings, as has everybody. So I'm getting up to speed that way. But I am really looking forward. So in September, when I start to go in and see firsthand what people are delivering, I met quite a lot of the team when I came in for the interview stage. But from then till now, they've been able to get more of their offer kind of out there. I think some of the members are starting to feel a bit more confident coming back. People have had their vaccinations and things like that. So I'm hoping that I get a sense of what it's like. Rowan really promoted themselves as, you know, a family feel. And I really did get that sense of feeling through the interview. So I am really looking forward to that. Everybody's there because they want to be. Everybody's bringing, you know, that positivity and happiness, which actually working through the NHS in the last 18 months during COVID will be quite refreshing.
I was going to say that's going to make a pleasant change, because it's the most infectious place when you get in. I mean that in a nice way.
Yeah,
you know, it's bright, it's airy, and there's just so much. There's noise and chatter, which is always a good sign in my book. So you're going to be, you know, here we are right at the start. It's a well-established charity. It's had this whole rebuild of the premises on Humberston Road a few years ago. So it's kind of well-established. What are you just? Is your aim to sort of just keep it slow and steady, or have you got some new ideas up your sleeves as well?
Well, yeah. So for the first few months going in, I really want to just, I guess, observe Rowan in its kind of natural environment. Really get to understand, you know, why the members like it, why we keep getting service users come back, what motivates the staff, you know, what that sense and feel is. And I do know from the trustee board, you know, it would be good to kind of refine some of the processes, look at how we can maybe develop what they're doing to enhance what they offer. As you say, they're in, you know, a strong position. I'm quite fortunate to be walking into that kind of territory. But it's like about looking at, I guess, how we can make the organisation quite robust. I think COVID has highlighted for so many organisations out there how much we're, you know, dependent on fundraising and people being really generous to support our causes. And COVID impacted that for quite a lot of charities. But Rowan have been able to hold on to their holding. But there is, you know, some areas that we might need to look at and enhance and develop. And, you know, we've been really fortunate to maintain. So it's now looking at where we can maybe develop that over the next 12 months.
Well, we love the projects that you come up with. I love the art one with the canvases and people just painting whatever they want. I hope they're going to get you to do one, because I'd love to see what sort of painting you'd come up with, or what sort of art you'd come up with.
Well, luckily my interview process didn't involve being too arty or creative. Oh,
right.
So that might be a work in progress over the next, you know, 12 months. But I have seen, you know, they have so many great exhibitions that, you know, I might take a fancy for putting something in there. Might do it under an anonymous name. So people
Yeah, you and me both. Absolutely. We'll both call ourselves Banksy and shove it in under that. See how we get on. Listen, it's been really nice to meet you, Rachel. Good luck. I hope you get nicely settled in. If there's anything we can do, you know where we are. And we look forward to following your progress through Rowan over the next months and years. But Rachel, for now, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you. Speak soon.